But I think that if war is the way to solve this, and there's people who disagree on that, I'd have to say that Bush is the best guy to do it. You know why? Because he's from Texas. Texans like to kick ass. Oh, yeah. See, you couldn't have Clinton in there. You know, Bush is an ass kicker. Clinton, he's an ass kisser. Mm. That's his specialty, yeah. Because if you will remember, he also sent missiles to Afghanistan, but they hit the wrong target. Remember that? See, that was always Clinton's problem, putting his missile in the wrong place. I remember when this all went down, 9/11, and I mean, most of us weren't even, we didn't even know, like, Taliban. Taliban, didn't that sound like an anal itch cream? New Taliban ointment for that annoying anal itch. I had actually heard about the Taliban because of their treatment of women. Do you know that a woman could actually be beaten if she was caught laughing out loud? I thought, wait a minute now, buddy. Y'all treading on my territory. And I guess I just will not be making a visit to the Al-Qaeda comedy cave anytime soon. I've got my principles. And it was amazing to see how people reacted to 9/11. Some people suddenly found their patriotism. I think that if you need to have people killed to find your patriotism for this country, the greatest country in the history of the world, then you got a problem. You got a problem. And you know those people who they were, too, because they overdid it. You always overdo it. They had the flags all over everything, covering up their house. Their children was walking around in flag clothes. They had tons of flags on their cars, and you know, when a breeze blew up, all those flags would obscure their vision. They were crashing into people. One guy crashed into me. I'm like, hey, guy, I think you gave me a whiplash. He's like, suck it up, pussy. We're at war. Oh, shit. Oh. I forgot. I'm sorry. But I'm wounded. Medic. And we have all this security now at the airport, but you know what? I do not think that a terrorist will try to hijack an American plane again. You know why? Because we, the American passengers, we ready to kick some terrorist ass. Sometimes we walk on the plane, you can tell, we looking to see if there's a terrorist, hoping there's one. Especially if we're in a bad mood. You a terrorist? No? Dang. Why? Because I'm on my period and I'm a weapon of mass destruction. I think the security has gotten a little bit overboard, I have to say. I mean, that security measures, it takes sometimes longer to go through security than it does to take a short flight somewhere. Especially in the wintertime, because they want to make you take off everything. They're like, you got to take off your coat. That belt, you got to take that off. The hat, your shoes, you got to take that off. I told those people, if you make me take off one more piece of clothing, there better be some guys over there with $20 bills getting ready to stuff them in my underwear, because I'm dancing. Bam, chucka, 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 bam. Take off our shoes. You know why this happened? Because of that stupid shoe bomber guy. Try to blow up a plane with his shoe. Now we can't even, we have to wear nice socks to go flying now. That's wrong. Have to check for holes and things. I don't have time to do that when I'm packing. He's on trial now. Yeah. I think that the punishment should fit the crime. I think that he should be made to stand in the security area at airports. And everybody who has to take off their shoes should be able to walk by and beat the shit out of him. You asshole! You asshole! You know what? I'm going to get in line. I'm coming back around again. And there's a whole... the profile, come on. They should take women out of that profile. Because let's be real, no woman is going to sacrifice a good pair of shoes just to bring a plane down. That's not our nature. I tell you, though, when I get on those planes, I'm ready for anything. That's right. I got Karate Kid moves. Wax on, wax off. That's why I think they seat me in the emergency exit. I actually had a flight attendant tell me, she goes, it is your job. Your job. If the plane crashes, to open up that door, do you think you can do it? I'm like, if I'm alive, hell yeah, I'm gonna open up the door. Even if my arms are missing, I will chew my black ass out of here. You got employee of the month right here. And it says that 9/11 brought Americans together. I'm all for that. Although I still haven't gotten up enough nerve to ask the Klan if we cool. I don't think we're going to be sitting down anytime soon just having idle chit-chat. Ooh, nice sheets. 400 thread count. Oh, my God! Get yourself out of here. That's quality.